here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power go. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, loves. We're here. Love Island. I love it so much. This is an excellent season. I'm fully in. How do you feel?
I love it, but I've watched like four episodes in a row today. Somehow okay. I love it when it's at night.
I watch one hour. A day.
That's the way to do it, because if you watch it, it kind of can drag on.
Yes.
Maybe they need to.
You have
throw
to watch
in.
One every day. You can't get it.
Yeah, but I do love it. I do love it. I like this cast, even though I really don't give a flying F about Tasha and Andrew anymore.
God, they were my, I don't know if I actually said it out loud, but I was like, I thought they were my pick. But she definitely, I think she wants to schmeeze around. He's too sweet for her. And
she can't handle people having an
opinion.
We've seen this
many times. And this is happening with Ikan Su right now, where a guy's too sweet to her, whatever, they blow him off. And then Andrew's going to go find somebody else. And then she's going to try to come crawling back. And that's going to be the situation.
I think she liked, she went on that lunch date with Jay. She was showing interest in him, but I thought he liked her back, but I guess he liked Paige. But
yeah,
that's when I didn't start trusting her.
Right. First I have to, I shared this with Justine. Gemma, who
how'd you find this out?
I think Dorian told me, he heard it on one of his Premier League podcasts. Her dad is like one of the most famous soccer players that played for Liverpool and like in the UK, and is worth a ton of money and has like his whole, she's insanely
that's
like
she's
loaded.
Talking about
she
riding like horses and stuff.
She has her own horse farm. Yeah. Ugh. But you can tell, I feel like I could sense like she has like a Northwest Blue Ivy kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Like where she's just uber confident and she's so young, but she's actually like really insightful. The shit she says to people. I don't know. I love Gemma.
She's gorgeous. She's like, I love her. I want to be her. And she could rule the world, make her president.
Yeah.
And now that you bring up Northwest, I must say.
Love Northwest. I love her entire vibe. I love it. I thought every outfit she wore for Fashion Week was amazing.
Oh, I don't know if I love her clothes, but I just love her. Oh, I don't even look at her clothes. I can't get over her face. I don't know. I just stare at her in her head.
You can tell she has like a sense of fashion. Like she's giving you kind of like grunge, but like a vibe. Like, I don't know. I think she's hilarious.
I think she's running the show.
I love her entire vibe. Oh, yes.
I love that Kim and her are trouncing around. She's like number one kid of the group.
Yes.
Of the four kids. And she's front show at Balenciaga or whatever.
Sitting one seat away from Anna Wintour. What a life.
Her dad's Kanye West. It is just great. She's got a lunatic one call away and he'll take care of it.
I want to hate her, but I love her. I don't know.
Yeah, you can't help it. I mean, she's just a hoot. And I love her and Penelope. Their little cousin love friendship.
Yeah.
And if they do a TikTok and stuff, the next generation, I'm on board.
You're
I don't
obsessed.
Know. Sick.
Yeah, no, there's like, that confidence Gemma has comes from like coming from excellence. If
they
you will.
They do better. See, Blue Ivy, unless she really becomes, you know, they do a better job of, we'll see her here and there, but they're not.
Oh, right. She doesn't pop
exposed
up
as much. Right.
No, definitely not. Yeah.
Which is, I think more and more. A little better.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Northwest. What a life.
I know. What a life.
One last thing. My mom, I was over at my mom. My mom does not watch any celebrity shit or anything. I go, did you see Northwest and Jessica Simpson's daughter? She went to her campground and pulling up the Instagram, like, look at, they were on her private jet. I felt like such a loser. I was like, oh wow, Justine, that's cool. Like they rented out this whole campground for Northwest party, mom. Like, wow, you're a loser.
That is funny. All right, Love Island. So I really like Paige and Jax together. I'm not quite sure what game she's playing.
I know. It's hard. I can't figure it out either.
Because I expected him. He's much different than I thought he was going to be. I thought he was going to be D-bag number one. But I think he like really has fallen in love with Paige. It seems like I've never seen two people get out of bed in the middle of the night and have like a secret intimate conversation. Have you?
Jax?
Did this happen? Yeah. At like Jax and Paige. Yeah. They're whispering to each other and like.
The whispering is hilarious to me. That.
Yeah. The whispering.
I was just expecting him to start banging on the stairs. I'm just always waiting thought he for was going to gonna turn ask... into a porn for some reason.
Oh, I thought he was going to ask her to like be his girlfriend in the middle of the night.
But I'm just shocked that Jay even took her like that.
Yeah, that's a real
code. I mean,
and if I could count how many times Jay has said some version of like, you know, I think it's that first week I was really shut off. And like,
I know. She wasn't,
and it's like, shut up, bro, about this narrative. Like he's created this narrative in her head that they're like these long lost lovers. I didn't know she was into him or he was into her like at all.
What, 0%. Did he pick her as on the date? In the hot sun,
I
that
think
day?
So. Yes, I it think was. She was one of the.
Ekin, was she the first one?
Yeah,
it's because she was one of them. Ekinsu, it's because she took charge and took him.
She did. That's I said that exact same thing to Dorian.
He got
I
was to like, know
she essentially. Yeah, she's like she forced herself onto him. Come outside onto the balcony.
Yeah,
kiss me.
And, yeah, and she's pretty it. At first, but. There is her personality. She is kind of robotic.
They all hate her.
Hate her.
See it.
I've never
every
seen
girl,
a cast like
every
that,
girl
right?
could care less. Like they say the right thing because they're not Americans and assholes. Like when she says like, oh, you know, I just want to figure out who I am. They're like, oh, yeah, yeah, sounds right, girl. But really, like they're not listening. They hate her. Like
I was surprised Amber got shipped off after she stood up to her.
Yeah, but it was a public vote, not them.
I know, but I thought maybe they were on to something. I was like, wow, they're gonna send this bitch home. Not as much at first. I was like, oh, she is really a star, but I mean, I think Paige and Gemma are more of the stars.
Paige is interesting to me. She's like, I thought she was maybe gonna be more like sweet and like I don't know. There's something I'm just not quite sure how she's going to play the situation with Jay because she's like in the
she's
conversations with
him. No, right.
Exactly. She's not telling him no at all.
And she's acting like she likes Jax, but Jax is weird looking to me. Jax and Jay look
the more
so
you look
similar,
at him, the
but
less,
they're so weird.
The
looking,
less attractive
they?
He is. Yeah. Oh, you know what Dorian said Jay looks like that I can't get out of my head? And I wrote it down. He said he looks like Ryan Lochte, but with dark hair. Do you remember the swimmer?
Yes.
That's what he looks like, I think. I don't know there what Paige is going to do. I like the two of them together, though. I really do. And I like her a lot. I like the way she talks.
Yeah, like, she seems really sweet. And they're talking about their Sunday. It seemed like they were on the... She seems to like Jay though, right? She's double Dutch in there a little bit.
She is. She really is. Yeah. What do you think of Antigone? Is that how you say her name?
Oh,
Antigone?
It'll be
Antigone?
Interesting. She's wild to look at. She seems
like
she's not
like
human.
Intense. She seems like a mermaid.
Yeah, like, she does.
If she flopped back into the water, you would not be surprised. She also kind of reminds me of your girl Rocky.
Yeah, she does. She gives
from Below Deck. She has those kind of vibes too. I think the girl that is next to go home is Danica. Danica can't.
Oh, she reminds me of an Avatar character, is what I was trying to
think. Okay. Yeah, like Davide makes out with her and doesn't even pick her.
He's
like,
such an asshole. He's fun, like, he's turning. I like him more and more. For the show.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
But he's weird. He's they all look so similar.
Do they? Who does he look like to you?
Oh, they all look so similar to me. Davide, Jax, and Jay look like they could all be from the same family tree.
Oh, yeah. Definitely do.
And then Andrew and Luca look so similar.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to look at Luca's tats yet?
Shots yet? God, you know I didn't. Now that you bring that up, God, what's wrong with me? Let me Google him right now.
Keep your eyes on the prize.
It's like Dami and India or India.
Yeah,
I like them, but are they?
I find
so calm
so
that they're going to not win because there's nothing to them. But they are probably like a truest couple. They do seem like through the TV, you can feel their. chemistry.
Yeah, and they both said after the date, like, we have tunnel vision for each other kind of thing. It'd be really hard for my head to get turned. I think they seem strong, but I'm kind of bored. Like, I don't really find myself caring.
I get worried they're going to get kicked off. Uh-huh. I find it fascinating that the universe kicks off both of their people and brings them right. Then the next day they're acting like they're sad, but they're together.
They're like overjoyed. I love it has been good. Like some people, there have been some shakeups where couples get split, like Paige and Jax, which is interesting.
God, his tattoos, like, 1995. God.
What do you mean? That's when he was born?
That's one of his tattoos, says 1995.
I bet that is his date of birth. Oh, oh my God.
He's probably a freaking Scorpio. Crazy. He's got a stupid.
Don't Google too much or you might
find
some spoilers.
I can't Google anything about Love Island because I'm no. right.
I think they're in Casa More. I saw something online and I quickly looked away.
See, makes me want to watch more tonight because then you get into it. And I love watching on Hulu. It's a very nice platform to watch it on, but
I love Hulu. Hulu's a good platform. Autoplay is the next episode.
I love it. I agree. I love the word flanter and getting buzzed up. I thought that's fun.
Yes.
In the last recoupling though, I thought a girl would get kicked off. Somebody needs to go home.
I thought so
time.
Too. Yeah. You gotta tighten it up. And it should be Danica. She's had two passes. Can't find a man. Time to go. Yeah,
it is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Like, and I think Nativite, what's her name? Antigone. She could probably go too. I thought she was going to be a hit, but she kind of fizzled out.
No spark to me.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Paige and Jax, I think they went into the hideaway. They had sex, didn't they? Probably.
Seemed like they did. Yeah.
That's why she's crying and everything. Ikensu really seems, I don't believe a word she says.
No.
And why did Jay say, I would have gone home if you would have gotten voted off? And then she's like, yeah, me too. They're both such liars.
She's even this with this new guy, Charlie, who I don't like at all.
No.
He
who picked Charlie.
And that's just boring too. Like, she's not into him. She's like, no, well, if it doesn't work with Charlie. It's like, all of this shit is fake. Like, she's just there. Ikensu is really, again, I've never seen women. Usually all these women are so nice to
each other.
They hate her.
The guys.
And the guys hate her too.
Like, yeah. What's his face? Jay is going to take his girlfriend and he's defending Jay saying,
yeah,
maybe he doesn't like you. He realizes you're such a freaking headache. I mean, they must really hate you.
I know. They really dislike her. I was shocked that Charlie picked her. I thought he was going to pick Tasha.
Me too.
But
Tasha's got to stop crying over it.
I think she's got the ick a little bit, is what it seems like to me with Andrew. And it's just a matter of time.
She's just playing her game, dude.
Yeah. And I just wanted to rip that jean outfit off her. I was like, oh my God, I hated it. the top.
When she says that she was scouted by a model, I feel bad saying it. I'm sure she's really a cute girl in person, but there's no
models
spark for me.
Think about America's Next Top Model. It was like those girls, you'd be like, oh my God. And then you'd see them in pictures and they'd be like, oh,
I know.
Okay.
In person, I'm sure she's cute. And what was I going to say? Oh, the kissing challenge. I love stuff like that.
Yeah. I that kind of stuff is fun. And the one where they had to say, like, they had to pop the balloon and then like talk shit on each other. That was fun. The dates are terrible. The jacuzzi. I'm not in 100 degrees. I'm not sitting in a jacuzzi for half an hour drinking warm champagne.
No.
And calling it a great date. And I'm not sitting next to a stream again, crouching down on the ground. Like, the dates, they just let me have a table.
Right. Give them a freaking couch in the middle of nowhere.
Why can't we go someplace like a restaurant?
It's too hot. And everybody's laying on each other. I don't want anyone touching me when it's that hot.
No, I don't either.
How are we married?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it's hot looking. Other. And they're out there in the beating sun.
I know.
The UK people, they love a tan.
Yes, we're a week away from like people start to transform into that like deep, deep tan. We're close to that period where you're like, oh my God, like Molly May, she looked like a different person.
So you know the craziest part? Go ahead.
Yeah, about Molly May and Tommy is that they are now 23. Like
crazy.
When they were on the show, which she must have been Gemma's age, 19.
I want them to get married. What's Tommy gonna wait for?
Well, they're 23.
I don't care. They deserved it. Would be okay with them getting married.
Yeah, I would too.
Even if you get divorced in a couple years, still do it anyway. Who cares? Yeah. I think they'll be together. What did you say though with the mob? Is there really something to that?
Supposedly, his brother, the Gypsy King or whatever, the fighter. Uh-huh. He has ties to this guy who's like banned or something and under investigation. So somehow,
and that's why he's not allowed to come.
Right. Yeah.
Because he was just freaking here.
I was just saying they were just in LA like recently.
I don't talk up a fight like that. If you don't know for sure, I don't buy it.
Yeah.
And I think Tommy honestly would get his ass kicked for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if it would have ended up. I haven't either, but my gut instinct tells me that it would be an embarrassment.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why.
Just don't do the fight.
He doesn't seem like a fighter. Time? And the way he's, because there's something mentally ill with these Paul brothers.
Yeah.
And they're losers. Like, I don't want to ever be fans of them. Somehow Tyler showed me some stupid, he doesn't even know who they are, but he came across a video that one of the brothers did as like a joke. I'm like, who is that? I can't remember what it was. And he told me, and I said, oh, I hate those guys. And, you know, just for Tommy anyway, but I'm like, there's something about them that anything these losers do is gold. You know, it's for some reason, somehow.
Right. Yeah. I don't get it. Yeah.
Tommy would lose that fight, and you can't embarrass Molly May like that.
Right. You can't. Love them.
Maybe not, but I would have watched. I mean, I don't like watching people fight each other. I like betting on it, but I don't want to watch people hit each other. I don't like that.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not into it. What else?
I don't like watching people get mental problems.
Right.
I think it's a fun season.
Me too. Last thing on Tasha. I liked Luca and Demi telling her like straight to her face, like that they thought she was full of shit.
She is.
And Domi said his whole thing, and then Luca was like copy and paste what he just said. I loved that. I do love how guys will just like the way, like you just said, like how Jay was like, oh, well, I'm going to go like talk to Paige, and Jax was just like, okay, cool. Like guys can just say shit to each other and just like take it and move on. And girls are just like, get so worked up.
I like
up,
this group know? Of guys. They are such.
I do too.
I love seeing the guys and girls split up. It just shows how different we are.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. It's a great season.
It's heating up. I'm excited. Yeah.
It sounds like from the one Google I did on accident, I didn't see anything, but it just seems like Casa More is going off. So should be good.
They need to not give us a break until over the weekends. Why are you doing this to us?
And
I'm gonna have to watch something on Daily Motion or whatever.
Who decided we can't, it's like an owl. Who decided we can't get it live? Like, why can't we just be in the
loop? Why can't we all be watching it together? Right.
A global
event.
Wouldn't
it be better for it?
Yes.
Love Island at 100%. CBS here sucks. It's never gonna work.
Oh,
stop
terrible.
It.
Why though? Do you think British people like the American version? They can't.
No, they hate Americans. Just like we all hate each other.
Life is beautiful. All right, guys. We'll be back. We love you. Love Island, Hulu. Check it out.